As our father Isaac, he was born by a divine promise, and he was perfect in piety and obedience to God and to his father. He was willing to be sacrificed by his father as an offering to God, although he was the son of the promise, and his father begot him when he was 100 years old. Isaac was not a child then, for the Bible said, "So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and went to the place which was afar off." Some historians say that Isaac's age then was about 37 years old. He obeyed his father and laid down his neck for slaying, but the angel of the Lord ordered his father not to lay his hand on the lad, as it was considered that Abraham had fulfilled the sacrifice of his son by intention. It was also considered that Isaac was sacrificed by intention. Here is a very important and interesting point. The father, this was a symbol of the true sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ when he was crucified. That's why St. Paul said that the Lord Jesus Christ humbled himself and he obeyed until death. So the father was pleased to sacrifice the son for the whole world, and the son also obeyed the demand of the father for whom to sacrifice for the sake of the whole world the salvation. زي ما ابراهيم اسحاق قطع يعني زي ما ربنا قال له اباركك يا ابراهيم عشان انت قطعت برضه لازم يبارك اسحاق لان اسحاق هنا بيقول كان عنده 37 سنه يعني كان ممكن يكون جري من ابوه ولا رمى ابوه على الارض ابوه كان عنده 137 سنه في الوقت ده هو عنده 37 سنه راجل يعني قوي لكن هو حط نفسه على المذبح وساب ابوه يذبحه بالنيه ويقدمه as an offering. He suffered many tribulations and sorrows. God gave him two sons, Esau and Jacob. Isaac loved Esau for his bravery. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son, behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please go out to the field and hunt game for me and make me savory food that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. She spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves, that he may bless you before his death." Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will fear me, and I shall see him to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son." She did that by a divine inspiration. Jacob did as his mother ordered him, and his father ate and blessed him. Isaac departed in peace when he was 180 years old. The father of the tribes, Jacob, Ya'ub, Esau, his brother, hated him, for he took the blessing of their father from him. Jacob feared Esau and fled to Laban, his uncle. He shepherded Laban's sheep for 7 years, and Laban gave him his daughter Leah in marriage. Then Jacob served another 7 years, and Laban gave him a second daughter, Rachel, in marriage. Then Laban, his uncle, told him, "The sheep that are streaked shall be your wages." Then all the flocks were streaked. God made him exceedingly wealthy. He returned with his two wives, Leah and Rachel, and God blessed him with 12 sons. He saw God face to face and wrestled with him until the breaking of day. And God called him Israel. Israel yani alladhi sara ma'a Allah wa ghalab. The man Israel alladhi sara Allah aw ghalab Allah. Means this is the conquered God or defeated God. He suffered many sorrows and tribulations, such as the selling of Joseph, his son, as a servant to the Egyptians, the loss of his sight, and the severe famine, and the others are mentioned in the Holy Bible. His son Joseph then rose to power and became the second man in Egypt after the Pharaoh. And he tried until he was able to bring his father Jacob to Egypt, where he stayed for 17 years. When his departure drew near, he called his 12 sons and blessed them. When he blessed Judah, he said, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people." This was a prophecy that our Lord Jesus Christ will be coming from the tribe of Judah, Gayimin Sabt Yehuda. That was a prophecy about the coming of the Lord Christ from his seed. When he was 147 years, he departed in peace. After commanding that he be buried in the tomb of his father's Joseph, Joseph carried him in a chariot of Pharaoh, brought him to the land of Canaan, where he was buried with his fathers. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Oh.